take my anal virginity.
I hurt myself today. Oh, I can't do it anymore. I was gonna say, like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, welcome to Hatred Theory, episode 40.
This is 40, isn't it?
Is it 40?
It is 40.
Oh man, 40 and we're still virgins.
Yeah.
This podcast has not been fucked.
Yeah, no.
Yes. By anyone other than us.
So 40 fuck episode it. Old. Well, technically it's only 6 months old, 7 months old. So
is it 7 months? It is, yeah.
Might be 8 actually. Is it 8?
March we started.
March. Yeah. Well, this is really boring.
Stop nonsense on our podcast.
Yeah.
No, after last week's episode, which got kind of sensual.
Yeah. So just a quick one on the last week's episode. So my missus listened to it, and she said, she didn't know. She thinks we're really fucking gross because we spoke about shit. Like, because I was so amazed that I had one of those poos that, like, I didn't have to wipe.
Why are we? Then, why does that then, make us?
No, wait. Because Jack, you said you stick your finger up your ass to flick the shit out. So it was a bit.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, obviously, that was a joke.
Was it?
No, maybe.
Disgusting. No, I'm pretty like vexed right now, mate, to be honest.
I know the story, bud.
Yeah, my aura's a bit smelly and off, like, you know.
Yep.
But no,
Saturday.
Was it Saturday or Friday night?
I think it was Friday night. It was
Friday night. Yeah, yeah.
It was Friday night.
So Friday night, I'm sitting down in my living room with Darcy and Voldemort, and and
Sorry. And sorry, professional.
Damn. I was hoping to get through that. No, so I was sitting in my living room.
Okay, sorry, I'm good now.
Okay. So, as I said, Friday night, I'm sitting in my living room with Darcy and Severus Snape and
Dumbledore.
And I look, I hear a knocking at the door. I'm like, oh, okay, that seems like really good.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Joe on sound effects, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
You know, you were saying you wanted a more creative job. I think you may have found it, mate.
Fuck yeah, sound effects for films and stuff. Sign me up, people.
Yeah. Oh, you need someone to knock on the door? I'm your guy.
I'm your guy. Give me a call.
Yeah. Oh man. No. So I'm sitting down in the living room with and I hear a knock on the door. I go to open the door. Okay. Oh. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Come on. I'm in the zone.
This big guy was there, and I was like, oh, okay. What do you want? And he goes, is your bike supposed to be parked on the road?
Your bike's supposed to be parked on the road.
All right.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Next time, Jack, send Joe the script.
Send me a script. I will.
Okay. All right. I'll send him a script. No. So he tells me that, you know, is your bike supposed to be over there? I was like, yeah. And I was like, why is it not there? Like, and he was like, well, I was just smoking a joint out my window, and I was like,
drugs, everybody.
Well, t- that night, I thank that man
for smoking out of his window.
Because if he hadn't have been doing that, he wouldn't have seen three lads walking away with my fucking motorbike.
Yes.
Oh.
So, they took it to the park and then into this field, this like meadow thing, where I walk my dog, and but it's pitch black down there. So this guy, he says, there's three of them. One of them's a big guy, and he said, "You're best off just calling the police." And I was just like, "Nah, fuck that! I'm gonna go get my bike." I'm not in the mood tonight for anything like this. So I'm fucking going to get it. And I just ran, and luckily he was like sort of following me. He was hobbling really, but I ran into the dark. I was like, "Oh fucking hell! All right," and I couldn't see shit. Yeah, just it.
I ran off into the world like Batman did.
And that's when I found out I was the coon.
Carry on. Sorry.
So it's pitch black. I'm like, fuck. My heart's pounding. I'm like, I don't know where these guys could be. There's garages. Yeah, man. Well, that went through my head. Like I visualized it. I was like, okay, so there's garages there and a park there. I was like, I bet they fucking run through this gap in the bush. So I was like, I ran up to the gap in the bush and just like stopped. I had Ant Middleton in my head and he was telling me like, you know, just go for it.
I've been told I look like a Poundland version of Ant Middleton.
100 pound extra land.
How dare you, sir? I dropped 5 pounds last week.
Where?
What? Yeah, where? What? I was going to say, what, out of your pocket?
No, I've still got that because I don't drop money.
No, so, yeah, you're a regular fat Mr. Burns, aren't you?
Nivis!
What?
Nivis!
Wow.
What?
All right, now I don't feel so bad about my Family Guy impression. I thought you were doing like fucking Smeagol or something. I didn't understand what the fuck was going on over there. Shut up.
Sorry.
No, so I'm a fucking black ops agent in the night. I'm like a cat. I'm fearless, right? You know, I feel so powerful that I grew a vagina, you know, in that moment. Because in these day and age, being a pussy ain't a bad thing. Pussies being, you know, powerful, strong, independent women. So I went in there. pitch fucking black, and I stop and I hear like drips on metal or like. Like twigs hitting like a tank.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's my fucking bike. So I walk across the field. Couldn't see fucking the thing. Like, so I flick my torch on and I hear like a little bit of whispering. And right now I'm up to the hedge, right? Where there is literally like 4 to maybe 5 feet between us, between mm-hmm. where I knew they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I flash the light in the hedge. And for some reason, I went like, what's his name? Michael Caine, right?
Michael Caine.
Yeah. I am Michael Caine.
I am Michael Caine.
And I am a cunt. No, and I was looking, and I looked there, and I was just like, you know what, fuck this. I have to be like as scary as I possibly can be. Like in this moment, there's three of them. There's one of me. I'm probably going to like.
Where's,
these three dudes.
Where's Stone guy gone at this point?
He's hobbling in the back.
He's probably by the garages by now. Like, but
right.
So I flick it up and I'm like, do you know what? Fuck this. I was like, I don't suppose you got a fucking motorbike in there, do you?
I don't suppose you got a fucking motorbike in there, have you?
And I was like.
That's the noise that they made.
I know, literally, and it was just like. Like then just footsteps fucking sprinting away. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
fucking cowards, man. At least stab the guy whose bike you've nicked.
I know, right? Fucking hey! Pansies. Fuck hey. You ain't got no balls.
No balls.
No balls.
Fucking no balls. Dickless virgins.
Jesus oh, Christ.
Yeah, like, I just, fuck's sake. Like, I know now, I reckon they were just like big, you know, like when kid, like when like secondary school kids are like big or like, you know, 17 year olds. I bet it was like that. Like, cause they had no fucking idea what they were doing to that bike.
Yeah.
They cut my starter switch, right? And my safety switch, trying to like rub wires together to hot wire my bike.
Like, wait. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I bet. Oh,
family. Family. Fucking Vin Diesel wannabe fucking dickheads, man.
No, but like, honestly, they were fucking so fucking stupid because like they cut that and they were obviously trying to rub the wires together or whatever. And they tried breaking, right? They must have thought that my keyhole to start the engine was the one that I used to open the tank.
Right, okay.
So my actual starter one was, like, obviously below the fucking speedometer, like, you know, so...
Yeah.
Like any other bike.
Like any other bike. And, like, that's what usually, if someone is actually, like, shit up with bikes and, like, they've got the kit with them... You know, you can do it, like, but it's you have to go through the ignition barrel. So it's like they were just tackling a whole useless end of the bike. But what they've done is they fucking tripped it out. So I've had to get it collected tonight. I've had the fucking police round, and I was like, feels weird being this side of the law. And like Abby came down because I was getting sweaty. You know what I mean?
Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on the sweater already. Mama's spaghetti.
Sorry. I threw up on these cups.
With my mama's spaghetti.
Yeah, they just opened the door. They're like, hi, I see the fucking police badges. I'm like, bleh. Play the sound. Play the fucking sound. And that's what you're like.
I suppose you're here for the cavity search officers.
His trousers are already off when he opens the door.
Please be here for the cavity search.
Opportunity. Take it.
Please do as you wish.
Or shall I say, please do what you
wish. Wrong story.
No, I was gonna go into that, like, like that was my, that was like, it's the only thing I've been able to think about the past couple of nights. Like, you know, obviously, you know, like think about it. If it did actually happen to you, like what, like if that guy hadn't come and knocked on my door, my bike would have just been gone and it probably would have been dumped in the fucking river.
Like
they just wanted to razz about on it and total it or run it into a fucking river. They weren't like demolishing my fucking bike just because like they wanted to sell it. Like, fuck's sake. You know what I mean?
It is a fucking shame that there are cunts out there like that. Like, someone like probably works their ass off to get shit like that, like a car or a bike. And then they see some fucking shabby little bastards that just come along. Right. Listen, if you're one of the cunts that fucking listens to this, I know where you live. I know it's you.
I honestly have no idea who it is.
Okay, we don't know who you are, but we'll find you. We probably won't find him, will we?
Yeah, the police weren't very hopeful about it, but they were like you were literally in, like, it wasn't like reporting a crime. You should have called because it's a crime in progress.
Oh.
So it's, yeah, so they said, if it happens again, like, you have to call 999. So, okay.
You have to call 999, not retrieve your own stuff.
So if I know, the thing is though, if you did that, your bike would have been gone.
Oh yeah,
it would have been in the river or something. It would have been fucked. Like they would have demolished it. But plus, luckily,
the fucking police where you live must be fucking backwards anyway.
Mate, you know what? Something down here is always happening. There's always a fucking ambulance or a fucking cop car flashing his fucking blues, right?
All I can think of is Hot Fuzz, and they're great. You're good.
They're great. You're good.
That is this place. It's Wem. It's like
everyone and their mums are packing around here.
Farmers.
Farmers. Who else?
Farmers mums.
Oh man.
What do you want to do? I don't know. Shop.
Oh man. I need to watch that soon.
Yeah.
But I was like planning on going into like just like thieves and shit like that, but like, you know, if you're a corporate thief, I respect you, man.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't feel like paying for your clothes, just don't get them from a charity shop. You know,
go to
like Primark, fucking Aldi.
I'll say this.
Shove a pair of socks in your trolley. You know what I mean?
I'll say this now. Like, mad respect for you, Jack, for chasing after him. I said in that little scenario, I wouldn't have been able to keep up because, you know, I've got really small little legs. So I'd have been like, "Do I make? Yeah,
my little legs can't keep up."
Yeah. I'll be like, "Oh, I'll get the car, mate. I'll get the car." Fuck.
Yeah. Don't suppose somebody's got a bike in there, have you?
Yeah. I would have turned up and just like they're in there.
Daniel on the voice play, everyone.
I can literally, I'll get to the hedge and be like, "Just give us the fucking bike back, boys. Come on.
I need to ride back. Hell. There's no fucking way I'm walking.
I ain't walking it. Oh, no. Fucking hell.
It would have been cool, like just having the keys. I'm like, "Do you want these?
Do you need them?
This is how you start it, you fucking pricks. Well done.
Yeah, start it for him and let him go.
See you later.
That's my good deed done for today.
They needed a bike. They needed some sort of transport. I gave it to them. Imagine you got there. Why have you stolen it? All you have to do is fucking ask. Here you go. It's a case. Fuck off.
Here you go, mate. Are you serious?
No!
Fucking day one. Come on.
Just spit all over their fannies, make them wet.
Are we talking about the same thing here now?
I don't know, maybe.
We've gone off topic here a little bit.
I was gonna go into that sort of stuff, but like, yeah, that's basically, I knew it was gonna take up a bit of a chunk. But how are you doing, Joe? Is your life good at the minute? Has anything annoyed you?
Joe's gone.
All right, obviously my voice then.
I'm back, nailed it. I'm back.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Nailed it.
How's your week been, mate?
Oh, yeah, can't complain. I've been doing earlies,
can complain.
Yeah, they ain't great, in all fairness, but like, I mean, fuck it.
I think, Joe, if you don't mind me quoting the man himself, Joe Jones.
Joseph Jones to you, sir.
Sorry, Joseph Little Dick Jones.
Thank you.
thank you. That's a compliment. No, and you're fucking on the phone to me, your best friend.
Yeah, you say, my best buddy in all the world.
Mate, I fucking hate my life.
Mate, my life sucks.
And I'm like, yeah, man.
Honestly, like, here's one, okay? Right? I'm going to throw this little clip on TikTok. So here we go, right? Let's get the 3 likes on fucking TikTok after I upload this clip. This is what I'm about to say. I'm going to spit true fucking facts here. Why the fuck do I have to wake up at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning, get my ass in a freezing cold fucking car, and it's fucking frosty, so I have to sit there in the fucking car until the heating gets rid of all the frost on my fucking windscreen so I can at least drive for fucking 15 minutes to get to work, to get shit on, right, by my fucking management, legit, take a big steamy fucking shit on my fucking chest, right, just for some other bastard to stay in bed and do it. I don't care if he's done the fucking legwork, mate. I don't care if he's got done the legwork and he's got to where he is fucking employing everybody else. Fuck you. Why do I have to get there for fucking 5 o'clock in the fucking morning? Suck my ever-loving anus. Bastard. Sorry.
I have an issue with how you defrost your car.
Do you want to die today, Dan?
Do you want to die?
But fortunately, we're doing this via clean feed, so I think the chances of you getting to me are fairly slim.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. There's not all the cops are doing fucking anything to stop me from getting my car, though, are they?
Well, no, it's your car, mate.
Yeah, point taken. All right, shut the fuck up. I meant travel-wise, bitch. Fuck you.
You know, you don't have to sit in your car for 5 minutes to wait for it to thaw. You could just defrost it yourself.
How am I going to do that? Go on.
A scraper.
I ain't got a scraper.
Get one.
Use your credit card. Oh, wait, not credit card.
Your car's of a certain age. You sit there with the engine running, that's just pumping a ton of gas into the environment.
Okay, yeah. Greenpeace.
Fuck it.
just thinking. I've got another child on the way. I'd like them to have a world to live in, Joe.
Mate, no, I want to bring my children up in fucking Fallout 96. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be fucking sick though. Taking on super mutants and fucking big ass scorpions. That is a world to make a man out of your fucking kid, man.
But like, instead of putting my kid like into like a vault, I put him in the dishwasher. Keep him in there.
Do you know what? I'm not being funny. In that kind of world, you'd be a pussy, wouldn't you? Oh, fuck, a scorpion. I hate seeing a little fucking spider on my wall. I like stare at it for ages, thinking it's like looking back at me. Imagine if a big ass scorpion came out of the fucking sand.
I nearly cycled over a mega rat today.
Oh,
a mega rat.
A mega rat.
Oh my god, it's the megalodon.
It's the mother of all rats.
It was massive.
It's a megalodon.
My name's Jason Statham.
Oh, what a shit film.
We've got to get that screwdriver.
Oh, man. Do you know what? I regret watching that film.
See,
I actually regret it.
This is how my... I went to the cinema with people to go and watch that fucking film.
Oh, man.
But let me tell you this now, right? The funniest thing is, like, you know the little, like, where the shark just randomly comes out of the fucking screen and, like, kind of tries to scare people? The greatest thing ever was watching every single fucker jump, and I was like, knew that was going to happen. Fucking. And I'm not being funny. If you know there's a megalodon in there, right, why the fuck would you get in the water? Right? Well, Jason, everyone's like, Jason Statham, you go out there. Because you're British and you can fucking swim, and I'll see you do the diving Olympics. Get out there and fucking take on this megalodon. But the funniest thing ever, like, if you haven't seen it, like, this is the best thing. When they go, oh, we killed it. There's two megalodons. Oh, fucking hell.
I thought it was a comedy skit there. Oh, we forgot about the second one.
We forgot about the second megalodon. In all fairness, though, do you know what's really creepy? That actually does freak me out. Even though, Jack, we go cliff jumping a fair bit. I'm actually terrified about what's in the ocean.
Yeah, me too.
Like, as in...
Like, what's beneath your feet?
We know fuck all in there.
I think you're all right where you are.
Yeah, you're
all right. No. Don't get me wrong, but, it's, like, no one's going to fucking grab me, I don't think. But, like, the...
Some of the fans on TikTok might be lurking underneath.
Thirst Trap Jones strikes again. In all fairness, speaking of TikTok, I had to do a live the other day and tell them I had creator's block and
a girlfriend.
I know what.
and you have a girlfriend.
I had to say that too. No, in all fairness, the funniest thing ever is, like, Leanne sees some of the comments sometimes. When I, like, we were going through my thing and she saw some comments and she gives me that look. And I'm like,
they know
I'm with you. And she's like, yeah, they're fucking better. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, she's a good egg though. She's a good egg.
Good egg.
She's going to listen back to this and like give me a call and be like, what's all that about?
The only fucking reason my missus listens to the podcast is in case I say the wrong stuff.
Yeah, she got a valid reason, I'd say.
It is a valid reason, and I know I don't. Bella, fuck, stop.
I know this is going.
Abby, that was the point where he bollocked the dog.
Yeah. I know this is going to go...
Go balls deep in the dog.
This is going completely off topic, right? But have any of you seen the series Vikings?
No.
Right.
Move on.
Let's move on. Let's go. There wasn't at any point. I just wanted to know if you guys have seen it.
Have you seen the show, The Vikings?
Honestly, just become us catching up.
No, but that's nice. That's good, man. That means it's healthy and natural. But like, all I could think about talking about this week was my bike being stolen.
I did have a look for some silly thieves.
Oh yeah.
Oh, cool.
I found a bunch of them, but there was one that stood out to me.
Okay.
Here's the news article. A man suspected of arson and vandalism sent a selfie to police in Ohio because he found the photo of it on his arrest warrant to be unflattering. Donald Chip Pugh texted police a photo of himself and wrote, "Here's a better photo. That one is terrible." He told the local radio station, "Man, they just did me wrong. they put a picture out that made me look like a Thundercat."
Oh, fucking hell.
Or James Brown on the run. I can't do that. Thundercat or James Brown on the run. I'm not sure. Lima Police Department responded by saying, "We thank him for being helpful, but now we would like to speak to him."
Okay. Wait, what the fuck?
That is fucking brilliant, is what that is.
They just did me wrong. The picture's pretty bad, to be fair. Have you ever seen Beetlejuice, the little dwarf guy from Howard Stern Show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like him.
Oh, nice. Did you hear about that guy who got caught in a grease trap trying to break into a Chinese?
No.
Yeah, like I had this one on the back burner as well. It's quite an old story, but there was this like I think he was like a fat Asian man, and he climbs down the chimney of this Chinese restaurant to break in and take the money, like when they've all locked up.
Yes.
Obviously, we didn't think it through, and like in that pipe, it's like full of like black.
Yeah, really mean grease. He couldn't get back up.
Stinks. He slipped all the way down, but it goes like a funnel. So he ended up getting wedged in it. And the sound, when he screamed for help, like all the fat in there is for some reason didn't help his like voice to come out of the top of the fucking chimney thing. And like it wouldn't go down past his body because he had completely fucking wedged it, and so he was stuck in there, and I'm pretty sure like he survived longer than usual because of licking the fat.
Ew.
In the chimney pot. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, imagine that going through your head. Like, I could stay alive if I lick this horrible black fat.
Like, just imagine being stuck in a fucking chimney. Like, I can't.
Imagine being stuck in the slippiest of places.
Been there.
I haven't.
No, but like this guy got stuck in there, and they even opened for a day while he was still in there, so they were cooking up into his like crack.
Oh shit!
Oh fuck! Oh no.
Yeah, so all this fat and stuff was making his ass really hot and like all gooey and stuff.
That's fucking gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that was my favorite bit. Oh man, yeah, no, but luckily, like someone eventually heard him, and there's a picture of him. I'm sure there's a picture of him on Google, stuck in the grease trap.
In the grease trap.
Yeah, just type it in, Dan, if you want to see it. I'm sure that's how you get stuck in a grease trap.
I'm going to end it right now.
Oh, yeah, stuck in a grease vent. There we go, right. Man is freed after 2 days stuck in empty restaurant's grease. Yeah, the pictures, man, the fucking... Oh, man. Yeah, he wasn't even that fat. Have you looked at him? Have you seen him?
Man is freed after 2 days stuck in an empty restaurant's grease vent. Let's have a look at this.
Have you looked at the picture?
Give me a sec. I have to.
Oh, man.
that's gross.
Look at where he's stuck. He's black.
Oh. That's burnt. Is that, that's, he's burned, right?
I think he's burnt as well, but it's mostly like just like fat and
that's
like
minging
suit.
Oh, dude. Just all that fucking black grease. That's fucking grim, man. Honestly, and yeah, I think I heard about that on a podcast, and
we stealing
other people's content, mate. That's what I'm doing.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But yeah, awesome. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hatred Theory. it's been a good one.
Well, that's the main part, Dan. Hey, Dan, I saw that you put a status out. Did we get any listener hates, mate?
We fucking did, bro. Jack,
do the song, mate.
All right. Listener hates. Listener hates.
Listener hates.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
Could you guess what I was doing?
Yeah.
Creep. I'm a freak. Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
I wasn't going with that.
Isn't it? Oops.
I was going with the I was going with the SpongeBob halftime song, you know, and he goes, "The winner takes all. It's the thrill of one more kill. Last one to fall."
Right, listener hate.
Sacrifice the will. Sorry, go on.
Nickelodeon are going to come after us at some point.
Mate, fuck him, let him. There's more publicity for us. Means our podcast is going to fucking boom.
That was some ace vocals, Joe.
Thank you, dude.
Right, listener hate. Here we go. First off, Hugh Regan.
Yeah.
He's hating on straight men who don't eat pussy. Which I'm struggling to work out why he's hating on it so much. Is it that maybe he can't find a straight man to eat that big old pussy of his? Yeah. I reckon you're going for the wrong type of man.
Well, I think I added to that.
You did.
I think you did. Yeah,
you did, and I'm not going to read it out.
Why not?
Because we already have enough people probably wanting to come after us, Jack. I don't think we need any more.
Yeah, but it's probably already the gays.
Yeah, it's fair.
No, fair enough.
I didn't say anything like you know, hating homos or anything. Oh, I just said,
God almighty.
What's the next listener hate, Dan?
The other one, ironically, is someone hating on Jack.
Who's that?
It's his sister. And she said, "Some cunt sent me a Christmas card with good intentions. I opened it up to then find glitter all the fuck over me, and I literally mean all over me."
She's, oh mate, it worked
for anyone who wants to see. Fee posted some pictures of
dude. Glitter bomb
inside the card. Inside the card, she's very very carefully sweep the glitter away to reveal the message. Ha,
that is amazing.
Go fuck yourself. Love from Jack, Abby, and the kids. Go fuck yourself.
That is the greatest thing in the world. That is the greatest fucking thing in the world.
Oh man, I can't believe that works. Oh man, Abby's gonna be so happy. Hey, Abby!
How did you do that? Did you just like literally just stick a shit ton of glitter in there?
Mate, I filled it to the fucking brim with glitter.
Honestly, there's so much on pictures. She posted a picture of a hand for reference, and it's covered.
Oh, mate. It's because she put like all this fucking glitter and smelly pine cones in my fucking Christmas present. Like, and it just plumed with the smell of fucking smelly pine cones. And I'm like, It's filled with glitter as well, like underneath like, the sellotape. So when I've pulled the sellotape away, fucking glitter's in my mouth, my eyes. So I was like, do you know what? Fuck you. I'm sending you just a Christmas card. No fucking presents. Have that.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I forgot I wrote that.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
That's brilliant, that is. Oh, fucking hell.
Mate, just a bit of a prankster and I.
Prankster at all, mate. Yeah. Prankster at all.
Fucking born or die a prankster, mate. You know what I'm saying?
Why haven't you got your own TV show, Jack? I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why are they putting the wrong people on TV?
Oh, no, no.
Dan, have we got any more?
That's it.
That's it.
And we'll get, right. We'll get Jack on telly. Like Crime Watch is still on, isn't it?
Crime Watch. Yeah,
that Jack could be the guy that's like, so you went after your bike?
Yeah, I went after my bike. I wanted to go and get him, but it just, I got bronchitis. Anybody got time for that? Anybody got time for that?
No, no, this man, he tells me, yo, sir, you better call the police. And I said, bitch, I'm going to go get my motherfucking motorcycle. That's my lifeline right there.
I need that for my learning day to day.
I need that.
I'm cutting you off.
Get fucking out.
Do you know what?
Anybody got time for that?
I'm going to go with this. For my dickhead of the week, I'm going to say it's Dan this week because you, sir, cut us off when we were having fun.
Yeah, I'm just conscious of the time and the listeners' fun.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I've got a contender for dickhead of the week, actually.
Go for it.
I think it's up your streets, to be honest.
Nice.
Is it
so,
me?
So I've been working in Birmingham this week.
Congratulations.
And I was walking down a street in Birmingham today.
Walking down the street in Matt's six.
My submission for dickhead of the week is whichever dirty cunt left a used condom on the footpath.
Ew. Nice. My man.
Now, if it had been in Shropshire or the surrounding areas, I might have pinned it on Jack, but he's in Birmingham. As we know, his bike's off the road. So.
No, no, no. Dude, and you're talking to the man who's never used a Johnny in his life.
And just to quote Cleveland here,
oh, that's nasty.
Hey, some of them were majority of them were clean. Anyway,
oh, that's nasty. You can find us on Twitter.
Oh, I'm posting more funny shit on Twitter now. And I think my last one was of this girl who was like walking down the road, flashing a bum, telling you to go on a fucking stupid, you know, what is it? What is the account? The fucking, when they pay to see you? What's that?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. She was on about her OnlyFans, flashing her bum all in the street. Like, and I just said, I hope your parents are proud of you.
speaking of OnlyFans, we're starting one up, and send us money. You might get a nip slip. You might get like a cheeky little ball.
Mate, I'll send you my dick. Do it.
In the post. There we go.
Chop it off and mail it out.
All I need is some PCP and I'm good to go, mate.
Alright. Alright then. You can also find the podcast on where, Dan?
Spotify, iTunes, or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's fucking called now.
Yeah.
Other places.
Plus, if you have a Twitch account, go and follow Hedges Theory, because hopefully soon we're going back.
And have we got a fucking banger for when we go back and stream again, boys?
When we're allowed.
Yes. When we're allowed.
We could do it via the internet next for Christmas special. Should we commit ourselves to that now?
We probably should. Yeah. So we should do that. So
there
yes.
you go then, everyone. Next week we'll be doing a Christmas special.
Christmas special.
With our faces.
We're going to stream it, yeah?
Yeah.
Live stream it.
I'm going to have nothing but sex toys in my background.
Oh, brilliant.
Nice.
I'm holding you to that, Jack. If you don't have sex toys, I'm turning your camera off.
I will at least have three, okay?
What's Twitch's view on sex toys, actually?
I don't know. You better look into that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good one.
Anyway, take a dim view on it.
Phase the shit out, Jackie boy.
Yeah, this guy, he just started this show on Twitch, and he had a big dick in his mouth.
Phaser.
Remember, do heroin, kids. It's good for you.
Jesus Christ.
Great. Phaser.
Look at that.
I love that. I love it. I love it so much.
8990 production.
Didn't we do well?
I'd say that was a fun, just fucking, just chillax, relaxed episode.